This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The stronghold of pride in our own goodness, and this is the one that surprised everybody because this is what people were not expecting. Do you mean to tell me if I'm proud in my goodness that that's a stronghold? Yes. Pride is so insidious in your life and in my life. I always tell people this, pride may be spiritual, but it's still pride. Pride may have religious overtones, but it's still pride. Pride may be churchy, to use that word, doesn't exist, but I'm using it, the word churchy, but it's still pride. And like any other sin, it requires the forgiveness of Christ. I want to use one of the most powerful stories I've heard in a long time. It's told by a woman by the name of Rosalind Moss, who in the late 1980s was a chaplain at a women's prison in Lancaster, California. Rosalind Moss said she was in the employees' dining hall one time eating her lunch. She was new, relatively new as a chaplain at this women's prison on the women's side, counseling women every day. And she said this crusty old guard, a sergeant, one of the guards there at the prison, sat down across from her and said, "Are you one of the new chaplains?" She said, "Yes." And she could tell he was angry. She could tell he was bitter, that he was just soured by life. He thought of the prisoners in both the men's side and the women's side as trash. They were lowlifes. And we have this despicable job of taking care of these people, guarding them, and in her case, ministering to them. They even got up after their lunch and were walking together down the hall, and he said to her, "Do you know, chaplain, that they've even in your little book that you give the prisoners," he said, "I think it's page 12. You tell the prisoners, if they read page 12 of this little book you've got, that they'll be saved and they'll go to heaven." What a bunch of bull. She didn't say a word. She walked down the hall a little farther, and she said, "Sergeant, have you ever read page 12? He said, "No." And Rosalind shared that it was from Luke 5 where Jesus said, "I'm a physician to come to the sick, not to the healthy." Jesus was describing his own ministry, and he said, "I haven't come to help healthy people. I've come to help the sick," which, by the way, is everybody in this room, you and me. And so here's what the sergeant said. He looked at her and said, "What about us good guys?" And then Rosalind realized where he was coming from. She said, "Well, Jesus can't help you. Christ can't help you because he came to save the sick. The people who have acknowledged that they're sinners in need of forgiveness, people who have acknowledged the failure in their own lives." And I don't know if he ever got that message. I don't know what happened to that sergeant at that prison. But I do know that Rosalind Moss was absolutely right. Christ came to save sinners, people like you and people like me. You have one of these strongholds in your life, if you're honest. What matters is the one that can help take down the stronghold is the same one who helped Joshua take down the city of Jericho. That's the point. And the one who stood with Joshua stands with you. And I want to suggest to you that you even have a greater power than that, and that power is the power of the Holy Spirit of God and the power of Christ his Son. Satan was defeated at Calvary. When Jesus died on the cross, that was the ultimate defeat because the power of bondage of sin was broken. I don't call people to a philosophy. I'm not interested in calling you to a new mindset, a new way of thinking. I'm calling you to a person. Because of this, if Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, there's nothing more important in your career, there's nothing more important in your family, in your marriage, than knowing the person who said, "I am the resurrection and the life." There's nothing more important than connecting with the one who is life, who offers life. It's a person, not a philosophy. It's Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.